Joining us now on the ticket, and we are disguising their voice to protect their identity, is a Deep Throat informant who works within the Mavericks organization who has some information about what's really going on with this Mark Cuban sale. Deep Throat informant, thank you for your courage.
Yes.
Can you tell us what's really going on here?
Well, first of all, I'm very fearful of the repercussions that may come my way.
From who?
Mark and the Mafia and the CIA.
Wow.
CIA?
This sale is so much more detailed than people think. Mark will not only receive $2 billion from the sale, but he will still have a job with the Mavericks.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
But it will not be as president of basketball operations.
Okay.
What's it going to be?
He will be promoted to chief officer of dance. In fact, he has spent the better part of the past year, every waking moment, designing the costume that goes with the job.
Well, he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
so.
He loves dancing.
So far, according to the sketches that Mark has been trying to hide, it is a combination of an elaborate peacock costume, a skimpy stripper outfit topped with a gold football helmet, and a wedding gown.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, that's elaborate.
Also part of the deal is a guaranteed one night a month girls' night out with Dirk, Luca, and Kai.
Guarantee. Don't they have that anyway?
Also, the Mark is quitting Shark Tank only to start his new show, Shark Tank.
Okay. Nobody's going to watch that.
It's where Mark gets inside a reverberation chamber and sharts while people pitch him on business ideas.
Okay.
Nobody would watch that.
Oh, and he wouldn't do that.
I've seen the pilot. And at the end, Mark is close up to the camera, maniacally laughing as they hose out the chamber.
Okay.
I don't believe you've seen the pilot.
Mark sold the team because of many things. Things that I will now detail in the following details.
Okay.
Number one. He hates the Jason Kidd.
Does he?
Huh.
They disagree on almost everything. From who was the best new kid on the block, all the way to who was the best member of NSYNC.
Is that all they talk about?
I have watched them come to blows from subservient page boys.
What do you mean
that
by that?
That is a different matter. Anyway, the other day, Mark pulled a gun on Jason.
Oh, man.
When Jason said BTS wasn't a good boy band.
Pulled a gun on him.
Jason then pulled a scimitar on Mark.
Wow.
So Mark pulled an Iron Maiden on Jason. Jason responded by building a home with a plate glass window and then threw Mark through said plate glass window.
So elaborate.
Then they started cussing. It was so horrible. Also, I personally found Mark's bucket list.
Bucket list.
I think that Mark is wanting to work on his bucket list.
Okay.
And that's why he needed to clear his schedule.
All right.
Into the top drawer of his drawer machine. The bucket list said the following, and I quote, number one, climb Everest.
Wow.
In a Mavs man outfit. Number two, learn to play piano using bionic hands that I hold in my regular hands.
Very weird.
That's strange.
That's number two.
Number three, date Lady Gaga while dressed as Lady Gaga. Number four, Jenga. It was so confusing.
You can do that anytime.
Number five, buy the ticket and fire Spurs fan Craig Miller.
Oh, no.
Number six, buy the Spurs and fire the Spurs. And finally, number seven, and only number seven, bring a casino to Dallas to fund a one-man show called Mark and His Amazing Disco Puppets.
Puppet show.
I don't think that would sell out nightly.
I cannot say anymore. Huh.
But what about
troubling.
The?
I don't know. I don't know what you're asking, and I don't care because I. Don't
I guess right. He's faded away.
Thank you for your courage.
Well, we now know that a puppet show was really behind this.
I guess so.